Any examples used are for illustrative purposes only and do not take into account your particular investment objectives, financial situation, or needs, and may not be suitable for all investors. It is not intended to predict the performance of any specific investment and is not a solicitation or recommendation of any investment strategy.
Welcome to Retirement Your Way with AmeriLife of Central Florida, the show that puts you in control of your financial future. Your hosts, Bradley and Madison Harden, are a trusted husband and wife team dedicated to helping you design a retirement that fits your lifestyle, your goals, and your vision for the years ahead. From smart income strategies and social security planning to protecting your wealth and living life on your own terms. This is the place where financial clarity meets coastal confidence. Whether you're just entering the retirement red zone or already enjoying your golden years, Bradley and Madison are here to guide you every step of the way. This is Retirement Your Way. Let's build the future you deserve.
Hello there, and welcome to another edition of Retirement Your Way with AmeriLife of Central Florida. Matt McClure here with you. I'm just kind of the guy who makes the sounds happen and directs traffic, essentially. But the real star of the show this time around is Bradley Harden with AmeriLife of Central Florida. Hey there, Bradley. How's it going?
Good morning, Matt. I'm doing well. How are you?
Doing very well. I appreciate it. Madison not able to join us this time around for the show, but she'll be back in future episodes as we get going here and keep going here on the radio in Central Florida and on the Florida coast. We do appreciate you joining us here for the show, of course, as a listener to the show as well. And, we just couldn't be here without you. So that's really what it boils down to. We got a lot to get to over this half hour of the show as well. The big question that we're asking folks today, Bradley, is, are you ready to retire? And we're talking about, creating a personalized plan that works for them. I mean, that really is what it's all about. It's not one size fits all, right?
Right. No, I agree. And I can't say that one plan is duplicatable. Right. So every time we meet with somebody or a couple, there's always tweaks that we need to make and adjustments. And what's the best way to help them be able to navigate retirement safely and be confident that they're working with somebody who has their best interests in mind?
Yeah. And that really is where the rubber meets the road, as they say. You got to be confident in that relationship, that the person that you're working with does have your best interests in mind and not their own. So we'll talk a lot about that as we go through the show here today. Also, want to remind you, our listeners, that we have a podcast feed, so you can listen to episodes of the show anytime. Just go to planretirementyourway.com and you'll find episodes of the show, or you can just check us out on any of your favorite podcast apps. I'm talking Apple, Spotify, iHeart, any of the biggies out there, and the littlies too, I guess. Anywhere you get your podcast, you can find us. Just search for Retirement Your Way, and you'll find the show. Also, the YouTube channel, just search for Retirement Your Way there. You can see all kinds of video content from the show, not only here on the radio, but the TV series as well. We got a lot of content from that. And so we appreciate you doing that, subscribing, liking the videos. It's free of charge. You know, we don't charge anything for that. Also, the thing that is free of charge is initial consultation for our listeners. And you can always get one of those at 386-977-9684 or by going to planretirementyourway.com. All right. So we're going to talk about how, retirement today is not the same as it was for your grandma and grandpa. We'll talk about that here in just a minute. Also, we're going to talk about life insurance today. You got to be aware of the different ways that you can use life insurance. It's not just death insurance anymore. And we'll also go into the record number of 401k millionaires out there. Some new data to talk about. First, though, let's get a little inspiration for this conversation, shall we? We'll do that with our quote of the week.
And now for some financial wisdom. It's time for the quote of the week.
And this week's quote comes from Wayne Gerard Trotman, who said this: "Burying your head in the sand does not make you invisible. It only leads to suffocation." What do you think about that, Bradley?
Yeah, no, I agree. And a lot of times when folks think that something bad is going on in the economy, and I know recently had the tariff conversation and the markets reacted, and you know, they just don't want to check their accounts. They don't want to log in, and they want to just ignore it and just imagine that the problem doesn't exist. Well, we like to take those challenges and problems head on. So I think having clear vision, working with the right advisor, makes you more confident to where you're not looking to bury your head in the sand or ignore those financial accounts.
Yeah, it's true. And I just kind of remember, as I think about this quote, you know, my mom telling me when I was in elementary school, this was one of those lessons I had to learn early. And of course, I had to learn the hard way because I was a stubborn little kid. She would say, you know, okay, you have to do your homework now, because you know, if you don't do your homework now, that doesn't mean it's going to go away. It's just going to become more of an annoyance later on, and you're going to want to do it even less if you try and wait to do it later when you're, you know, all your friends are out playing in the neighborhood or whatever, you know. So it's like, yeah, just pretending that something doesn't exist does not make it go away at all.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Well, and great and very apropos for our discussion today about retirement and how it's changed. I mean, you know, it's something that you cannot prepare for the way that even your parents did, or certainly your grandparents did. And there are several different reasons for that that we want to talk about as we begin this part of the show. Number one, and I think kind of the biggest one here, Bradley, at least from my perspective, is the changing retirement age.
I remember hearing in the past that 55 was when a lot of people wanted to retire in the past. And then Social Security said 62 is the earliest you can draw your benefit. And now we've got people 67 that they say that's their full retirement age. So I've got clients that are still working into their 80s and 90s, not because they have to, but because they want to. And so it's about finding the right time for you to fully step away from that full-time work and be able to enjoy the retirement that you've been looking forward to. Because if you don't stop and enjoy it, what was the point of really getting there, right? So again, you know, 65, 67, 70, it just depends on when the right time is for you. And if we can get you retired earlier, then by all means, let's have that conversation.
Yeah. It's like, you know, when do you really want to retire? When do you sort of circle that date on the calendar, at least in your mind? Let's, you know, get you there and help you reach that goal. You know, I think that's a very important thing to be able to do. And, you know, it's very difficult to do that alone. So yeah, work with an advisor who really does know their stuff, and who is, you know, someone who is working in a fiduciary capacity, someone who does have your best interests at heart. And going kind of hand in hand there with the changing retirement age is, of course, longer life expectancy. You know, people are living longer despite even, you know, the COVID pandemic. We're still seeing those life expectancy numbers stay very high, if not still climbing.
You know, it increases the need for more significant savings and more predictable investment strategies. And so a question that we often ask our clients when we meet is, do you have guaranteed income as part of your retirement plan? Say, oh, well, yeah, I've got Social Security and, you know, I've got this retirement account. But other than that, no, a lot of times we meet people that we need to help them create another stream, because, you know, the longer life expectancy, and the next topic kind of rolling right into that would be the decline in pensions.
Damn.
Right. You think back years ago, you know, a lot of people were retiring with pensions, and we do dinner events and seminars. And so some of you listening may have gotten some invitations to our free meals. And one of the statistics that we go over is less than 15% of people in 2024 retired with a pension. So that is a huge revenue or income stream to retirees that has essentially dissolved. So we sit and we work with people and encourage them to create those personal pensions and something that we can help with.
Yeah, it's used to be, you know, if you worked for a company 30 or 40 years, you would be with that same company, you'd retire at the end of that time, they'd give you the gold watch and the pension, and they'd say, sayonara, here's your lifetime income stream. And that's really no longer the case. I mean, just for a very, very, very small portion of folks. So yeah, create your own personal pension. And that's something that you all there at AmeriLife of Central Florida really do help people do each and every day. And you know, you mentioned their Social Security. Well, it has its own challenges. You know, that is one of those sort of guaranteed income streams for retirement. But there are several challenges that we need to keep in mind when we think about Social Security, right?
You know, for the listeners out there that are on the radio, you can't see our screens, but, you know, Madison and I, we are registered Social Security analysts. So we have a designation called RSSA, which allows us access to special software to help optimize those Social Security benefits. So if you or you and your spouse are coming up to needing to make that decision, again, that's another part of our planning tools, is we can help facilitate and optimize those Social Security benefits. And, you know, one conversation, Matt, that we're having is what happens in 2033 if they don't make any changes, right? So, you know, it's a potential 20 to 22% cut to benefits. And, you know, I'm not on here to doomsday prep anybody, but it's a conversation that folks that are worried about that we are starting to have, and we are starting to put plans in place in the event Social Security does have a cut.
Yeah. We're not saying, you know, go dig your bunker and make sure you have non-perishable foods and all that stuff. What we are saying is we want you to be prepared, not scared about this issue. And I mean, and it is an issue to be concerned with. You know, I mean, I am of the belief, and maybe I am just, blindly hopeful, I guess, is maybe the right term. I don't know about this, but that they will do something in Congress to shore things up and make sure that Social Security does continue to pay out the benefits, because this is a promise that we've made to those who've worked an entire career in this country. But what's that going to look like? All of those things, like, those are some of those unanswered questions that we don't know. And so, you know, I mean, we really do need to just be prepared. And that's another reason. You got to have a plan that is customized to you. And, you know, I mean, it really is just something to be prepared for. Another thing to be prepared for, healthcare costs. I mean, those are going up. And, you know, you just compare the healthcare costs today to what they were when, you know, as this segment, we're kind of, you know, framing it as, it's not your grandfather's retirement. It's not your father's retirement or your mom's or your grandma's retirement either. What they were paying for healthcare costs back in the day versus what healthcare costs are now and are projected to be in the future. Boy, that's night and day.
Right. No, I agree. And when I got into the industry almost 15 years ago, I remember Medicare Part B, you know, because a lot of the clients are coming up to Medicare. And so that's generally, we give advice there. I believe the premium payment was $96.40. So in that 15-year period, it's doubled. And it's now $185 for your standard Part B payment, with projections going north of $200 for next year. Now, those projections are not out yet. However, the people that do those studies and those charts are anticipating Part B to potentially be above $200 next year. So in just my 15 years, I've seen it go from 96 to almost 200. Well, what's the next 15 years look like, right? And we're meeting with tons of people that they're going to be retired for the next 20, 30 years. What's that going to look like as we age? So again, we can definitely help plan for that and make adjustments down the road if we need to.
Yeah, definitely. So, and of course, the big thing that we've seen over these past few years has been inflation, which has been coming down now for a few years. At least the rate of inflation is not nearly as high as it was just like immediately post COVID. But it really still, the effects are here, that the dollar doesn't go as far as it used to, not only for those healthcare costs, but for things like your groceries and your gas at the pump and all of these other things that are just day-to-day things that you need to live. And that really eats away at your budget. And so that's another reason you can't plan for retirement like your grandfather did. And so, you know, all of these really are reasons, folks, for you to reach out and to contact Bradley and Madison Hardin with AmeriLife of Central Florida. They can get you a plan that is going to be good for you no matter what your situation is, right? I mean, that's why it's a customized plan. Just go to planretirementyourway.com. That's planretirementyourway.com. Or you can call them at AmeriLife of Central Florida, 386-977-9684. 386-977-9684 is the number to call, and that initial consultation absolutely free of any cost or any obligation. And we'll go through in just a little bit more about how that all works and what's involved in the consultation and how it's really a comprehensive kind of a deep dive into your financial situation. So we talked about, see this up at the beginning of the show, life insurance. You know, a lot of people think that life insurance is merely death insurance, right? I mean, that's really kind of what you pay into this, you pay your premiums every month. And then if you pass away or whomever is the insured under the policy, whoever passes away, their beneficiaries will get a lump sum payout of money. And at its core, that really is kind of what life insurance still is. But in many, many ways, it's grown, evolved, and changed to be more than that. There are living benefits and things like that that you can be aware of. But I mean, here's the thing, too, is you've got to make sure that the amount of life insurance that you have is enough. And, you know, often I know that you'll ask folks the question, do you have life insurance at work? Do you know if you have life insurance at work? And if you do, is that really enough for you? And I think for a lot of folks, Bradley, at least that I kind of see in my life is that amount of life insurance that they get through work. It probably isn't enough for them and for their families to be able to cover costs for the loss of a loved one.
It's always good to shop your options, because one thing with group coverage through your job is when you retire, a lot of times that policy either A, does not come with you, or B, it does come with you, but there are built-in death benefit reductions. So I met with a client recently who, by the time she was 75, the policy was only worth 25% of what the value was while she was working. So then we did an analysis, we shopped it, and she ended up going with a private insurance plan and canceling the one at her job because the cost efficiency of that, it just didn't make any sense. And I did see somewhere recently that for those that are still working, you should have 10 times your salary in life insurance benefits as a true kind of a baseline. So if you're making $50,000 a year, you should have about $500,000 in coverage. And you guys can kind of do the math there. So 10 times is what the industry recommends for folks that are still working. And Matt, you know, when I realize that, I go, wait a second, I need to bump mine up. So I'm actively shopping some for me to bring my number more to industry standard.
That's kind of the same for me here. As soon as you were saying that, I was like, wait a minute, I gotta get more for myself. And that's the thing is, I think that it's surprising too. There were some numbers out, from LIMRA that was showing that people really don't even know that they have life insurance coverage through their employer, or even if it's available through their employer. I think 36%, so more than a third of U.S. workers don't even know that. Only 29% of adults report having workplace coverage, but LIMRA estimates that it's closer to 39% that actually do. So that awareness gap has been growing for a long time, partly due to just, fewer benefits fairs and educational events at workplaces. There's also kind of a misunderstanding out there of exactly how much coverage that they have. As you were saying, you need like, say, 10 times of what your salary might be, they say. But, you know, typically these plans that are available through workplaces will provide maybe one times your salary or just a flat kind of here's a $20,000 policy or something like that. And that's not going to be nearly enough.
It's about knowing your options. And so if you're still working and you've got a life insurance need, we are able to pull the group rates from your HR department and figure out, okay, does it make sense cost-wise to add on group coverage, or does it make sense cost-wise to go private? So it's not always about buying more insurance privately. If you can get a better deal through your job, and a lot of times you don't have to answer health questions through your job for group life insurance up to a certain amount, right? So there are a lot of little things about group coverage that us as advisors have learned over time that we can provide advice for folks who are feeling maybe a little anxious. You know, do I have enough life insurance? And, you know, they say that nearly 49% of households with workplace coverage say that they would face a financial hardship in less than 6 months if the wage earner passed away. So that primary breadwinner, that about half of people say that they would have an issue if that person passed away and they did not have adequate coverage for life insurance.
Yeah. And that's not a place that you want to find yourself in should that happen. And that's really, you know, what the, you know, life insurance is. And life insurance is coverage against dying too soon. And so what happens if you die too soon? Well, there are those who are still left behind here who rely on that income that you bring in. And so you've got to bridge that gap. You've got to cover that gap for them. And it really is something that if you take it all, take everything into account, make sure you have the right amount of coverage, that it's an act of love for your loved ones. It really, really is, to make sure that they are taken care of. You know, they really, and the thing that gets me about it is that there's not a lot of knowledge. There's not a lot of confidence that that people have the right coverage. So my thing is that life insurance through work really is a good thing. Obviously you got those group rates, you got stuff that is going to be a lot of times lower cost than going through the private market or that kind of thing, not necessarily, but usually. And so the only other thing is it's not likely enough for you, as you've been saying. And so find out how much coverage you really have. Do you actually know what that number is? Would your family actually be financially secure if you weren't here tomorrow? That's another thing to ask. Sit down with a financial professional. This is the thing that you need to do. Bradley has just mentioned that they have this ability to go in, look at the rates, see what would be best for you, and see what would fit into your plan the best. You know, this is really, no matter what time of year it is, no matter what time of your life it is, right now is a great time to educate yourself about your life insurance, about your options. Sit down with Bradley and Madison from AmeriLife of Central Florida. Go to planretirementyourway.com. That's planretirementyourway.com. Or give them a call, 386-977-9684. So I feel like I want to play some game show music here, because it's, you know, it's like, who wants to be a millionaire? Well, everybody does, but there are a lot more millionaires out there, at least in our 401ks and IRAs. A recent report from CNBC shows, you know, more Americans than ever really becoming retirement account millionaires. As of Q2 of 2025, 401k and IRA millionaires did hit those record highs. So the question is, why is this happening? What can we learn from it? Break down the numbers here, Bradley, because it's a lot of people who have more than $1 million in those retirement accounts.
Yeah. So like you mentioned, Matt, record-breaking numbers. So nearly 600,000 people now have $1 million or more in their 401ks. And so balances have also hit new highs across those different accounts. So the average 401k balance is $137,800, which is up 8% year over year. In those IRA accounts, the average is $131,000, up 5%. And in those 403b plans, the average balance there is $125,000, and that is up 9% year to date. So again, Matt, these numbers are growing, and it just drives the need for those folks to sit down and figure out, what do I do with these accounts once I retire, once I'm not adding to them anymore, to make sure that they last my whole life?
Yeah, that really is the thing. I mean, you know, you work your whole life, you put money away in these accounts, and then you retire, you're handed this big pot of money, and you're like, they're like, good luck. Okay, we'll see ya, you know? So you got to know what to do with that money so that it lasts throughout your entire retirement, no matter how long that retirement is. They say that largely it's the Gen X generation and the boomers, with, you know, those being the ones who have kind of been in the workforce longest, kind of makes sense, right? That they are the fastest growing, it's kind of millionaire status, retirement account folks. And, they say that they did it by not timing the market, not chasing hot stocks. What is something that we have probably said on this show a few times before? Don't try to time the market. It's time in the market, not timing the market. And I believe that was Warren. Is that Warren Buffett who said that? Probably. He's a very smart guy.
Right. No, I know. And the three principles that they stuck to were consistency, discipline, and longevity. So again, Matt, just like you said, it's not about timing the market, but time in the market, those consistent payments into their retirement plans from their paycheck, their persistent, you know, rebalancing if you're paying attention, and just staying with it. So again, not chasing that hot news article or that shiny gold watch. It's more about, you know, slow and steady wins the race. I think we all know that story.
Yeah, definitely so. And if not, you know, can maybe call Bradley and Madison, and they'll read it to you, or they'll give you the Cliff's Notes version. 386-977-9684 is the number for that free consultation. It's a deep dive into your finances to figure out what you have now and what could work better for you in the future. 386-977-9684. Also go to planretirementyourway.com. All right. Well, Bradley, that is going to do it for this edition of the show. It has come and gone quickly, but we'll see folks again next week for another edition of the show.
I appreciate it, Matt. And it's always good having these conversations with you. And hopefully there's a few of you out there that could use the help. Take care now.
Absolutely. Reach out, and we'll see you again next time, folks.
Thanks for joining us for Retirement Your Way with AmeriLife of Central Florida. Our goal is to bring clarity and confidence to your retirement journey. Remember, Bradley and Madison Hardin are here to help you create a personalized plan for the future you deserve. If you'd like to schedule a no-cost, no-obligation consultation, give the team a call at 386-977-9684 or visit planretirementyourway.com. And don't forget to tune in next week, same time, same place, for more strategies, insights, and support to help you live retirement your way. Investment advisory services offered through Brookstone Capital Management, LLC, BCM, a registered investment advisor. BCM and AmeriLife are separate companies but are affiliated through common ownership. Insurance products and services are not offered through BCM but are offered and sold through individually licensed and appointed agents, not affiliated with the United States government. Bradley and Madison Hardin do not offer tax or legal advice. Consult with your tax advisor or attorney regarding specific situations. Opinions expressed are subject to change without notice. These opinions are not intended to predict future performance of any product. All information provided is believed to be from reliable sources. However, we make no representation or warranty as to the accuracy of any statement. This information is intended to be educational in nature and does not provide a guarantee or specific result. All copyrights and trademarks are the property of the respective owners. AmeriLife assumes no responsibility or liability for the content of this message. The information contained herein is provided on an as-is basis with no guarantees of completeness, accuracy, usefulness, timeliness, or the results obtained from the use of this information.
Registered investment advisors and investment advisor representatives act as fiduciaries for all of our investment management clients. We have an obligation to act in the best interest of our clients and to make full disclosures of any conflicts of interest. Please refer to our firm brochure, the ADV 2A Item 4, for additional information.